It's Tuesday, December 19th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Chile has a new president who promises to be less socialist, more affirming of the free market, and he calls himself pro-life. Sebastián Piñera won by a substantial 8 percentage points over the socialist incumbent Michelle Bachelet. A nation known as the most conservative in South America, Chile opened the door for abortion earlier this year. Bachelet introduced the law in 2015 that would allow the killing of the unborn before the child is able to live outside of the womb, and in cases of rape. Dr. John Coben, an economic consultant and author of the book Life in Chile, A Former American's Guide for Newcomers, commented on the improvements this election may bring to Chile.
And that stuff now will be stopped. A lot of that will be stopped. That's one good thing. We will not have to our private social security system threatened anymore. Taxes will probably be lowered a little bit. But this is not some kind of panacea. I mean, I'm expecting to have some improvements in going back to where we were before the socialists took over. But this is not going to become a libertarian or a constitutionalist paradise with this president.
Dr. Coben also said there is a possibility that the pro-life contingency in the government may be able to reverse the recent pro-abortion legislative actions. The California Thomas Fire has topped 270,000 acres, and so far only 45% contained. Homes threatened include those belonging to the Hollywood elite, Oprah Winfrey, Drew Barrymore, Jeff Bridges, Rob Lowe, Al Gore, Megan Price, Patrick Stewart, and Ellen DeGeneres. America has lost 9,513,000 acres to fire in 2017, resulting in the highest damages in the nation's history. California reparations may top $180 billion, according to an AccuWeather estimate. Also this year, the California Board of Education approved 10 new textbooks that would educate K through 8th grade students in sodomy and transgenderism. The Book of Jude tells us, "Don't forget Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring towns, which were filled with immorality and every kind of sexual perversion. Those cities were destroyed by fire and serve as a warning of the eternal fire of God's judgment." An Amtrak train derailed in Tacoma, Washington, and landed in the middle of Interstate 5 yesterday morning, killing at least 6 people. The train was taking commuters on an inaugural ride from Seattle to Portland, Oregon. It was traveling at 81 miles per hour when it derailed, according to various news reports. According to PJMedia.com, last April, the anarchist group It's Going Down bragged online about sabotaging railroad tracks in the Pacific Northwest to block fracking equipment from getting to its destination. The group has since deleted the post. The radical Muslim group ISIS has released a photo of the Washington National Cathedral in flames, threatening churches in American major cities this Christmas. Meanwhile, 2 suicide bombers attacked a Methodist church in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 9 Christians. 2 women died, and another 10 women and 7 children were among the injured. Pray for our brothers and sisters under heavy persecution in Pakistan. Jesus' people in Revelation 6, 10 through 11, cried out with a loud voice, "O Sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" Then they were each given a white robe and told to rest a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers should be complete, who were to be killed as they themselves had been. Giving is contagious. 9-year-old Micah Fry from Beechwood, Ohio, told his parents he wanted to buy blankets for the homeless instead of using his Christmas money for an Xbox. The $300 paid for 60 blankets, as reported in The Blaze, but when Microsoft employees found out about it, they chipped in and gave the young boy 2 big bags of gifts, including an Xbox PlayStation. And finally, Pastor Mark Burns of Harvest Praise and Worship Center in Easley, South Carolina, tells the story of how he smacked a poisonous spider climbing on President Trump's back. The president was in the Oval Office meeting with Christian evangelical pastors when the incident occurred. Burns explains on a Twitter video.
First instinct that I saw was, kill the spider, protect Donald Trump. That's all that came to my mind. Saw spider dead. And so I smacked the spider on the president's back, and it was so quiet in the Oval Office because it made a loud noise, like pow.
Pastor Burns called it a yellow sack spider, known to be somewhat poisonous to humans. Proverbs 30, 24 and 28 says, "There are four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The spider takes hold with her hands and is in king's palaces." As you know, the Worldview and Generations Ministries are committed to bringing a biblical worldview back to the news, to family life, and to the education of our children. We are grateful for your trust in the work we do. As the Lord has blessed you this year, please consider blessing this ministry with a much-needed year-end donation right now as we continue to declare Jesus as Lord over all. Go to theworldview.com/give. That's theworldview.com/give. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, December 19th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.